Absolutely critical to the broadcast functioning of this station. We'd like to thank the members. Those of you who aren't, we hope at some point that you'll decide that it's worth a financial contribution for what you get out of public radio here in Acadiana. We always need to build our membership base, and we appreciate any and all of you that do help us continue these programs. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with some Louis Jordan to kick off the second hour of the Blues Box for us this morning here on KRVS.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump says he'll hold a news conference today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. He is to discuss the coronavirus outbreak. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's close to agreement with the Trump administration on a legislative package to deal with the coronavirus. The Food and Drug Administration says it's going to permit private lab testing for the virus. This will begin in New York State. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says this will speed the delivery of virus testing kits to Americans.
It's dangerous to give times, but I would think within a week, we're going to start seeing a real acceleration of testing. And then as we go two, three more weeks, it'll be much, much more.
He spoke to MSNBC. Several states are closing public schools to fight the virus. NPR's Corey Turner reports Congress and the Education Department are working on plans for children who need school for food and health care.
It began as a trickle earlier this week, with closures limited to individual schools or a few hard-hit districts, including Seattle's. But yesterday, the floodgates opened. The governors of Maryland, Michigan, New Mexico, Ohio, and Oregon all announced statewide school closures, some for 2 weeks, some for even longer. The governor of Kentucky also strongly urged his state schools to close. In some cases, the closures appear to have been prompted by the discovery of someone who had been infected through community transmission, meaning they had not gotten the disease by traveling or through contact with someone known to be infected. Corey Turner, NPR News.
This morning, Washington, D.C. announced, starting Monday, its students would not return to public school for the rest of the month. As COVID-19 continues to spread through Europe, countries are closing schools, too, and public events. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
Confirmed coronavirus cases in Europe are three times higher than a week ago. Italy, whose government has declared its country a red zone, is the worst hit, followed by Germany, which has nearly 3,000 confirmed cases, five times what it had a week ago. The southern German state of Bavaria has announced it will close all schools beginning Monday. The city of Berlin will begin closing schools next week, too. Authorities in the Czech Republic are taking the most draconian measures, issuing a state of emergency and instituting a travel ban from citizens of 15 countries, mostly in the EU. Denmark is also on lockdown, shutting down all of its schools and banning indoor events of more than 100 people. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Officials say the Boston Marathon has been postponed until September because of the coronavirus. The Masters Golf Tournament in Georgia has been suspended indefinitely. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 562 points, or more than 2.5%. The Nasdaq is up 212 points. It's up nearly 3%. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. military says it has carried out a series of airstrikes in Iraq. They're against a militia that is supported by Iran. The airstrikes are apparently in response to a rocket attack Wednesday that killed two U.S. troops and one British service member. Other people were wounded. The U.S. military says it struck five weapons storage facilities belonging to the militia. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin is against a cult of personality that glorifies him, even as he lays the groundwork to rule the country until 2036. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow. Putin has already been in power for more than 20 years.
Cult of personality refers to propaganda used in the Soviet Union to idolize leaders such as Vladimir Lenin or Joseph Stalin. President Putin's spokesman told reporters in Moscow that Putin is categorically against a cult of his own personality. State TV has a weekly show dedicated to Putin's life in the Kremlin, and busts, T-shirts, and even chocolates depicting Putin can be found in souvenir shops around Russia. Both houses of Russia's parliament have overwhelmingly approved a constitutional change allowing Putin to stay in power for another 16 years, with only one lawmaker voting against it. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
President Trump has signed legislation that provides up to $1 billion in help to small telecommunications companies. This is to help replace equipment made by Chinese telecom giant Huawei. The Trump administration says Huawei is a national security risk, fearing China will use the company to spy on American companies. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab. Schwab believes in asking questions and being engaged. Charles Schwab, own your tomorrow. Learn more at schwab.com. And the Arcus Foundation, dedicated to the idea that people can live in harmony with one another and the natural world.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 3 hours, and at 1 o'clock, we hope you stay tuned for more good music on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Freetown Radio at 3 p.m., hosted by Roger Cash. We start off this hour with Louis Jordan and one of his most famous recordings, when he did in January of 1945. It stayed on the Harlem Hit Parade number one slot for 7 weeks and sold well for 6 months. There was even a short film for it that was shown in theaters. Here is Louis Jordan here on KRVS with Caldonia.
But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caldonia is her name. Caldonia! Caldonia! What make your big head so hot? Ma, I love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, 'cause Caldonia is your name. She said, son, keep away from that woman. She ain't no good. Don't bother her. But mama didn't know what Caldonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caldonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caldonia! Caldonia! What make your big head so hot? Ma!
Treats me as a low-down little thing, but ever since he rocked me, well, I've never my side.
Waylon Daddy from 1992. That was Brenda Boykin singing along with the Johnny Nocturne Band from a disc of the same name, Waylon Daddy. And Brenda was preceded by Louis Jordan. Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five kicked off the second hour of the Blues Box for us this morning here on KRVS with Louis Jordan's classic Caledonia. We're going to turn next to another song that Louis Jordan popularized many years ago, one that he co-wrote, and like Caledonia, unfortunately, he listed the credit of the song in his wife's name, Fleecy Moore, and when she left him, she took the royalties with her. Here's James Solberg. His band backed up Luther Allison. Luther Allison would come back into the United States to perform and tour a bit. Here's James Solberg with his rendition of Louis Jordan's Buzz Me.
Cause you mean so much to me. If I ever get my arms around you, I ain't gonna let y'all tell you marry me.
Saying that money's evil, yet everybody I know, they all got that money fever. Now those that got it are trying very hard to keep it. Some of those people love money so much that if they could, they would eat it.
Eat it.
Now the lady said my gift to gab is bad, but my sweet talk ain't gonna get me anywhere. Even though I've got a good conversation, they said talk is cheap when there's 20% inflation.
Inflation!
They all want that money. Money, 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 money. Now, too much money can make you crazy. Having too much money can also make you lazy. Having enough can be a good thing. Not having enough can be a shame.
Damn shame.
The love of money is just plain evil. The good book said it, so I believe it. Talking about money. Oh, a lot of money. Money, money, money. Hey, money. Money can be just plain evil. The good book said, so I believe it. Money can be a good thing if you use it. When you don't do right, sometimes you lose it. Hey, Benny, baby, can you spare a dime? Man, it's rough out here. Man, I saw a worm pull a bird in the ground. No, it's tough. Everybody need money. I need some money. Doggone hard out here.
Money, money. From a disc called Going Back Home, that was Cash McCall on vocals and Benny Turner on bass. And a number called Money. Benny Turner was the younger brother of the late Freddie King. He also was a band leader for Marva Wright for many, many years, for like 20 years. And Cash McCall has been sort of all over the map. He had his first big national R&B hit back in the mid-1960s. We heard James Solberg just before hearing Benny Turner and Cash McCall. We heard Solberg doing a rendition of a tune popularized by Louis Jordan many years ago, a number called Buzz Me. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to the Muddy Waters Band. We're going to go back to October of 1962 with Muddy and also Earl Hooker on guitar, A.C. Reed on tenor sax, Big Moose Walker on organ, Ernest Johnson on bass, Casey Jones on drums. The Muddy Waters Band with You Need Love.
You got yawning and I got bunny. Baby, you look so sweet and cunning. Baby, way down inside, woman, you need love. Woman, you need love. You got to have some love. I'm gonna give you some love. I know you need love. Just got to have love. You got to have some love. You make me feel so good. You make me feel all right. You make me feel so good. Oh, you make me feel all right. You make me feel so good. You make me feel all right. She's so nice, she's so nice. 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 You are fretting and I am petting. Lot of good things, oh, you ain't getting. Baby, way down inside, woman, you need love. I know you need love. You just gotta have some love. Woman, you need love. You got to have some love. She got to have some love. She got to have some love.
Support for KRVS and the Blues Box comes from Dr. Gary Granger with Granger Eye Studio, offering a complete range of eye care services, including diagnosis and treatment of typical vision disorders. Granger Eye Studio is located at 107 Sainte-Sarcelle Boulevard, Suite 704 in Youngsville. The phone number is 337-451-4511. The website is grangereyestudio.com.
Support comes from Le Restaurant Tante Marie in historic downtown Brobridge, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with a full bar featuring local espressos, beers, and spirits. Featuring live music and dancing all weekend, including a Cajun jam session on Saturday morning. Tante Marie is located at 107 North Main Street in Brobridge. For performance schedules and menus, the website is jamsandbiscuits.com.
Watching me like a hawk. I don't mind the way you talk. But if you touch me, something got to give. I live the life I love, and I live the life I live. So if you see me and you think I'm wrong, don't worry about me, just leave me alone.
Sweet life is nothing but a thrill. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. My diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night it could be loaned to you. The girls move me at the will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. I may bet a thousand on a horse this time. 1 minute late, I may not have a dime. Tomorrow night, I could be over the hill. I just want you to know, baby, the way I feel. See me walking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me, 'cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. Yeah.
Buddy Guy here on KRVS from his disc Blues Singer that came out in 2004, and actually recorded in 2003, which would have been, 40 years after he did participated on a disc with Muddy Waters called Folk Singer, all acoustic effort. Very fine effort on this one. Features on some tracks Eric Clapton, and on one track also B.B. King. And, of course, we heard the Muddy Waters Band just before hearing Buddy Guy from the disc Blues Singer. We heard Muddy from 1962 doing a You Need Love. Both that tune, You Need Love, and also one we just heard Buddy do, I Love the Life I Live. Both those tunes were written by Willie Dixon, as were quite a number of other tunes recorded by Chicago blues artists in the 50s and 60s. We're going to turn next to Willie Dixon himself. Here's Willie recorded back in 1964 with on guitar with one of his own compositions, Weak Brain, Narrow Mind.
Mine is broad. You know the strong overpower the weak, and the smart overpower the strong. The clever are the only ones enjoying the world, while the greedy save all and enjoy none. If you got a strong brain and your mind is smart, nothing in the world is gonna be too hard. We gonna keep on going before others start. Got a strong brain and your mind is smart.
Suggest you try. I guess I done most everything a poor fool could do, but I never touched a thing. Give me a thrill I get from you. Oh, baby, you know I love you to the bone. Get high on your love, darling. Baby, when we're all alone. I've been around the world. I've been to each and every state. I've been to lands both near and far, in places small and great. I guess I've seen most everything a pair of eyes could view, but I've never seen this thing that thrills me like the sight of you. Oh, baby, you know I love you to the bone. I get high on your love, darling. Music been my life, you know, and I played a lot of blues. I heard all of the kind of songs and tunes that people knew. But it's just one sound that thrills me. After all these many years, that's when I hear you call my name. That's music to my ear. I get high on your love, darling, baby, when we all alone.
From 1981 and from the album Life of Ease, that was a legendary blues band with Love You to the Bone. The band consisted of Willie Smith, Calvin Jones, Jerry Portnoy, Pinetop Perkins, and Louis Myers, and also special guest Duke Robillard on guitar. The first five members, of course, had been with the Muddy Waters band. By 1980, Muddy was not performing that much due to health reasons, so these guys went off and formed their own band. They were preceded by Willie Dixon. We heard Willie Dixon doing one of his own compositions, of course, a number called Weak Brain, Worried Mind. And we turn next here on KRVS to someone who was a big influence on B.B. King. B.B. King cited Peter Clayton as a big influence on his vocals. Clayton went by the name of Dr. Clayton. Here he is, recorded in Chicago back in February of 1946, a number called Angels in Harlem.
Heaven, 'cause New York is right down here on earth. I know Harlem can't be heaven. New York is right down here on earth. But it's headquarters for brown skin angels from everywhere else in this world. Policemen that got to walk a Harlem beat. Yes, I feel sorry for policemen that got to walk a Harlem beat. The poor man can't keep his mind on his business with all them angels on the street. In the country, 'cause folks just don't want them around. Plain looking women live out in the country, 'cause nobody just don't want them around. When you find an ugly woman living in Harlem, she's either rich or from some other town. Don't go to heaven, 'cause Gabriel bars them out. But all the good ones go to Harlem and help them angels beat it out.
Thank you.
Got a long, tall mama, she stands about 7 feet 9. Got a long, tall mama, she stands about 7 feet 9. And when she gets to loving, holler, Papa, won't you take your time? Or when she started loving, she sure can do her stuff. Oh, when she started loving, oh, she sure can do her stuff. And she squeezed me so tight, holler, Mama, Lordy, that's enough. Got a brand new movie, Lord, it's one that she calls her own. Got a brand new movie, it's one that she calls her own. And when she started kissing, make a poor man leave his home. And she do a little this, and mama, and she do a little that. So she do a little this, mama, Lord, and she do a little that. And when she put on full steam, make a freight train jump or try. Tall and handsome, sweet as she can be. Such she long and tall, mama, handsome, sweet as she can be. To satisfy that woman takes more than a bumblebee.
Big Bill Brunzi from 1932 with Long Tall Mama. Big Bill, one of the big Chicago blues stars of particularly the 1930s. He was preceded by Dr. Clayton, whom we heard from 1946, doing a number called Angels in Harlem. And we turn next year on KRVS to Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager from their disc Rough Cut. That came out 2 years ago. Here they are here on KRVS doing a cover of an old Big Bill Brunzi tune, a little number called I Want You by My Side.
By my side, I want you and I need you by my side. Honey, please don't leave me, and please don't make me cry, because I want you and I need you by my side. Honey, please don't leave me, and go to someone else, 'cause I want you and I need you by my side. Now come on, baby, and please and don't you cry, 'cause I want you and I need you by my side.
from a disc called Two's Company, recorded in Australia a few years back. That was Andy Piper on vocals and bass doing a rendition of an old Leroy cartoon, Blues Before Sunrise. Before Andy Piper, we heard Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager from the disc Rough Cut. Again, that one came out a couple of years ago. They did a rendition of a Big Bill Brunsey tune called I Want You By My Side. And Hager, a fine guitarist, recorded, trained actually at the Berklee School of Music in Boston, a classical guitarist that knows a lot about blues, and Curtis Salgado, a fine vocalist and blues harp player. He co-led one of Robert Cray's early bands. Well, we just heard Andy Piper do a Leroy Carr tune. We're going to turn next to Leroy Carr. He and his guitar-playing sidekick, Scrapper Blackwell, were one of the most interesting and urbane blues duets of the late 20s on into the mid-30s. From August of 1934, here's Leroy Carr on piano with Scrapper Blackwell on guitar doing a number called I Believe I'll Make a Change.
Now get down on it, boy. Lay your racket, boy, lay your racket. Boy, this whiskey here sure is good. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Cause this life I'm living won't let me stay here long. Lay it down, boy. Lay it on down, son. Boy, this is gonna be a killer. I know you know your stuff, boy. Lay it on down. His wife is gone, but she was all right with me. Wife is gone, but she was all right with me. He would give her $94, and she would give me $93. Oh, beat it, boy, beat it. Boy, knock a hole in it. Push up on it, boy, push up on it. I believe I'll make a change. I believe I'll make a change. Gonna turn off this gas stove. I'm bound for a brand new rain.
Now the Frisco hop on, and the Santa Fe just still ain't grown. Now the Frisco hop on, Santa Fe just still ain't grown. I don't like this old place, mama ain't gonna be alone. Oakdale's on the mountain, and he's screaming on the Santa Fe. Oakdale's on the mountain, screaming on the Santa Fe. And I'm going to the river, and kiss the longest train I see. Now the woman I love, mama, she's so far away. Now the woman I love, mama, she's so far away. Now the one I hate, I see her every day. Time she smiles, mama, it makes my blood cold. Lord, I wonder, do she ever call my name? Lord, I wonder, do she ever call my name? If you like me, pretty papa, I swear you would say the same.
Little Brother Montgomery, who grew up in Kentwood, Louisiana. His father owned a barrel house, and he learned to play piano from listening to other piano players play in his father's bar, and ended up being a fine Chicago blues pianist. That was a number called Frisco Highball Blues. Before we heard Little Brother Montgomery, we heard Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell from 1934 doing a number called I Believe I'll Make a Change, and some say they believe that's where Robert Johnson got his idea for his song, I Believe I'll Dust My Broom. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. KRVS is listener-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you out there who do support us with your annual contributions. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's currently